Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yes. It is a good Wednesday morning to one and all. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Sammy across the other side at the controls, Bogish with your updates. Next 3 hours, we take you right here on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius and XM 206, the app as well. It is Taz and the Moose. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Good, Moose. Good. Everything's good, man. Rocking and rolling, doing my thing.
We begin this morning with the, you know, kind of sobering story that came out last night, and that is that current Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer, according to a civil lawsuit that was filed Tuesday down in the Southern District of Florida. Brittany Taylor accuses, who they were both at Central Michigan at the same time. She's a former gymnast. She was working for him as a trainer, accuses, the receiver of sexually assaulting her on three separate occasions, twice in 2017 and then actually raping her. I believe it was in June of 2018. Taz, it's a civil lawsuit. It's obviously there's a lot of stuff that's out there online with regards to the civil lawsuit. And, we are not here to paint guilt or innocence in any way, shape, or form. We got to see how this entire situation plays out. The Patriots came away, had a statement saying we are aware of the civil lawsuit that was filed earlier today against Antonio Brown, as well as the response by Antonio's representatives. His representatives obviously came out and said that he was innocent of the charges, that this is, he's trying to be, quote-unquote, paraphrasing here, basically extorted, that she was money, and so on and so forth, and brought up numerous examples. We take these allegations very seriously. Under no circumstances does this organization condone sexual violence or assault. The league has informed us that they will be investigating. We will have no further comment while that investigation does take place. And Brittany Taylor said that she is willing to testify and cooperate with the National Football League in reference to this civil lawsuit and in reference to these three instances of sexual assault that she claims Antonio Brown did to her in 2017 and 2018. It's a very, very heavy story. There's no way about it. Antonio Brown signed with the New England Patriots on Monday. They reached a verbal agreement on Saturday, just hours after he was released by the Oakland Raiders. This civil lawsuit comes out on Tuesday. The National Football League, is obviously looking into these allegations. Are going to be investigating these here moving forward. He claims innocence. She's willing to put her name out there, and she obviously, has filed this civil lawsuit. I guess legally, and I don't know this answer. I mean, I guess why, you look at, why wasn't there any kind of, or why isn't there any kind of criminal investigation here? Why is it just a civil lawsuit against Antonio Brown? I don't have that answer. I was trying to find, a lawyer to comment on why there was no, legal investigation, why this is a civil lawsuit. I couldn't really find any clarification as to the reason as to why. Now the question is the timing of it in terms of for the New England Patriots. Did they know about it? You hop online. There's some believe that the Oakland Raiders did know that this lawsuit was coming down, that might have been part of the conversation or the discourse in the offices out there in Oakland with Mayock and Gruden. I'm not saying them specifically, but the decision makers out there in Oakland. That they knew about this investigation that was going on, or that this civil lawsuit was going to come down at some point in time, and maybe that factored into their decision with Antonio Brown. I don't know that. I doubt you'll get the Raiders to comment on it here moving forward, Taz. But any way you cut it for the Patriots, do you think they knew about this lawsuit potentially coming down, where the NFL is an information business? Do you think, you know, this was something that came up with the conversations between Drew Rosenhaus and, say, Belichick and the decision makers up there in Foxborough?
Man, that's an awesome question. My gut instinct, if you would have asked me that last night, late last night, when, you know, kind of the info came out to the masses yesterday evening, if you would have asked me that like 11 p.m. Eastern last night, I would have said, no, I don't think the Patriots knew anything about this. But, you know, hear the scuttlebutt that maybe the Raiders knew about it, and, you know, towards the end of the relationship with Antonio Brown. And also, I would strongly assume that all of these teams have people from some sort of law enforcement that work, maybe maybe retired police officer or state police or what have you, that, you know, work with each team. I would assume they do that for any sort of a background check and whatnot. So I would think the Pats knew something that this might come forward. They might not have, I don't want to say they might not have panicked. They might have, because it's a civil lawsuit, not to paint that in a lighter picture. That's not my goal here. But as opposed to a criminal accusation, it's a civil, you know, a civil thing. And to your question earlier, I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question. Like, why is it not criminal what she's accusing him of? I don't know if it's a thing where the woman in this case, the victim, maybe it's a case where she has to make it say that she wants to file a criminal thing. I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that. You know,
We're not lawyers, right?
Right, no, and it was just kind of a question I was thinking about last night. And, you know, the statute of limitations is not over. We're not talking about, you know, 20, 30 years ago, Taz. You know, so I don't know why that is indeed the case. She's seeking $75,000, in excess of $75,000. Saying that this is Brittany Taylor in her statement or in the lawsuit, saying near daily panic attacks and suicidal ideations. Listen, she put her name out there. She's willing to cooperate with the National Football League, Taz. Mm. I don't know if the Patriots knew about it. I certainly don't think Tom Brady, if he thought this lawsuit or knew that this civil lawsuit was coming down, is going to have it thrown out there of having Antonio Brown stay over at his house.
That's a very good point. I didn't think of that, but that's a good point.
I don't know if Tom Brady then is taking a selfie and talking about the relationship between quarterback and wide receiver if these allegations are coming out. And they are very graphic, and we're not going to get into the details of the allegations, but they are very graphic, grotesque, obscene, startling, however you want to describe it, Taz, when you're, and then the text message that's out there, the couple text messages that Antonio Brown sent to the alleged victim, Brittany Taylor, are startling as well, from the language being used to the stuff that he talks about and accuses her of. So it's nasty any way you cut it, right? And listen, Antonio Brown's innocent until proven guilty, and we'll see how this civil lawsuit does indeed play out. And his lawyer came out and said basically that Antonio Brown will leave no stone unturned and will aggressively defend himself, including all of his rights in countersuits. So we'll see exactly how this does play out. But I'll tell you, if the Patriots knew, Taz, they didn't tell Tom Brady.
I was just going to say that, and that could be, right? You know, you're right, because I don't think – I'm with you. I don't think Brady would have put himself out there publicly, taking pictures with him, even though he's going to be his teammate, and, you know, offered for Brown to stay at his home, you know, while Brown's getting settled up there in New England. I'm with you on that. Maybe he didn't know. Maybe Brady. Maybe the Pats. If the Pats knew, the Patriots didn't tell Brady. Then could be. It could be that, you know. And I believe today is supposed to be the first day that Antonio Brown actually practices with the Patriots. So, you know, the timing of it's something else, right? I mean, he's going to show up there, but like you said, Antonio Brown through his people is saying, you know, he's innocent and he's going to stand strong on that. And look, it's obvious. I mean, it's so early, like you said, it's tough to really pass a lot of judgment here because there's just who knows what the truth is. It's a he said. It's coming. It looks like it could come down in like a lot of civil suits. He said, she said, right? So if there's no, I guess I would assume police report involved or what have you. I don't know the details on that, but it's obvious that these two people, okay, had a relationship over the course of a couple of years. Yeah, they went to college together at Central Michigan. I got all that. But it seems like, and then those graphic text messages or emails, whatever they were, You know, I read them too. And if you're going to read them, you know, anybody out there, yeah, I'd read them, but I wouldn't
read them. Don't read them on terrestrial radio.
No, don't read. Yeah. Don't, that right there is a very good point.
So, I'm not trying to make light of this.
No, I know you're not, but it was funny the way you said that.
Do not read them out loud if you're at work.
No, don't. Don't read them to any minors. Don't read. Yeah, don't read them out loud at work. You're right. And it's they're written in kind of very slangish,
yes,
you know,
no
very
doubt.
Very slangish. But you could kind of figure out what he's saying. It seems like when he sent these messages, though, like either they were in an argument or something, because he was super ticked off and aggressive, and very mean and ultra disrespectful in these messages he sent to her. So
well, Taz. I don't know, and this is just not, you know, this is ultimately, we'll see how everything does play out. For the Patriots, though, Taz, for an organization that just gave him $10 million guaranteed, if you're the Patriots then, okay, for argument's sake, obviously Brady, they had no idea. And, you know, I don't know if he'll come out and admit it. Certainly he's going to be asked about it because, you know, he was so out there in terms of bringing Antonio Brown into his house. Mm. You know, he was out there in terms of taking the selfie with Antonio Brown. Tom Brady's going to have to address it. But he's going to be asked about it.
Sure.
He might choose not to address it, Taz. But if you're the New England Patriots and you come off, you know, if you knew about it, You would still follow through on giving him $10 million guaranteed and potential of making $15 million knowing that this civil sexual assault lawsuit is coming down. It's not criminal, it's civil, but now there's a full-on NFL investigation. Before this story broke last night, if you hopped online, there were others that said that this was, you know, dating back to the past Friday. I didn't know about it. That was just kind of digging back, backtracking a little bit. But Friday and Saturday, there were some that were saying that this was going to come down, which I had no idea about. I didn't see it at the time, but some did. So if it was out there on social media, you know, if the Patriots knew about it, you're going to give Antonio Brown $10 million guaranteed and a potential to make $15 million?
No, I'm not. And I don't. If you think there's any truth to it and you're the Patriots, the other thing, not that this is part of the conversation, but it's just something to think about because of the team that you mentioned. The Patriots just, you know, signed this guy. Look at what we're just coming hot off of the accusations towards Robert Kraft, the owner.
No doubt.
So it's like, why would you want to, like, if you did know, let's say the Patriots did know, why would you want to?
Why would you do that?
We know how important winning is, but geez, really?
Like, well, I agree with you. That's why maybe, kind of, Taz, I'm thinking the Patriots are blindsided.
Yeah, maybe you're right, dude.
Maybe the Patriots had no idea this was coming down. You know, they trade Demaryius Thomas earlier in the day to the Jets. They get a six-round pick in, what, the 21 draft, I believe it is. The Jets add a veteran receiver, and they probably don't think, you know, Demaryius Thomas has got all that much left or that the Jets are that big of a threat to them
in the
AFC East.
Right.
But would you trade, if you knew this was coming down, even though maybe you have a plethora of wide receivers, would you then gamble and trade a guy that you kept around? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But would you then trade Demaryius Thomas if you knew this was coming down?
No, you're right.
And listen, the other thing is, Taz, if I'm Tom Brady, I'd be really bothered.
Mm.
I'm not trying to paint Antonio Brown and saying that he's guilty or innocent. The point being, Taz, is that Tom Brady, Mr. TB12, right, who does everything properly and whatever, right, tries to keep himself out of any kind of negative headline to begin with, right? He's going out there and he's basically publicly vouching for Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And then this story comes down. So if the Patriots didn't know, that means Brady's not going to know. But if there were people within the Patriots that knew and they didn't tell the greatest quarterback of all time, if I was Brady, when this news comes down and this civil lawsuit comes out, the question I've got to have is, when did you know? If you didn't know, why didn't you know? If you did know, why didn't you tell me?
Bro, you're right.
I think if the Patriots knew, Taz, I don't think they're signing him.
Initially I was thinking when we started this segment here, I was thinking maybe they did know, maybe Brady didn't know, maybe they didn't tell Brady. But then thinking about the stuff with Robert Kraft and then thinking about like how you just broke it down, I'll tell you what, I'm starting to think, they didn't know. They were blindsided. Look, the last thing you know, man, the last thing Bill Belichick wants, okay, and at the end, in an NFL season, in the middle of the season, is a distraction. okay, especially in going into week two. And that's what they have now. Now you have the collateral damage of Antonio Brown already. He's not even practiced once for the Patriots. And I'm not saying Antonio Brown's guilty in this situation.
But it's a distraction nonetheless.
It's a massive distraction, right? Every single TV show, sports show, is going to start their day with this topic. Every single radio show is going to start their day with this topic.
It's on the news across the country.
On mainstream news, right.
No doubt.
Forget sports, right. So that's the absolute last thing that Bill Belichick wants.
No doubt about it.
So,
Taz, I mean, you played Division II football, and we've watched enough, and we've heard from enough NFL head coaches over the years where – you know, what do they talk about? We don't want distractions.
No, you want told guys, it as a player.
We want guys, right? We want guys focused on football, right? Teams don't want their people's families around, before a big game because they feel like they're not going to be focused on what they need to do, whether it be kids, wife, what have you, mom, dad, grandmother, grandpa. They want everyone focused just on what they need to do in order to accomplish the goal, and that's to win the next game that's up on the schedule. So you look at this, I mean, this is as bad of a distraction as you could possibly have because this Bill Belichick wakes up this morning getting ready for Patriot practices. They get set to take on the Miami Dolphins this weekend down in South Beach, and this is something that he's going to have to address where he was asked questions yesterday about, and I'm paraphrasing here, but in essence, are there any concerns about bringing Antonio Brown aboard? Mm. And he basically answered the question, he cut the question off at the knees to where he didn't really have concerns. Well, if that's the case, then maybe Belichick had no idea that this story was going to come down. Maybe he did, but didn't they? I'm not going to speculate. I would have a thing that, if he knew that story was going to come down, maybe you'd answer that question a little bit differently than he did.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to think like this, but maybe speculating, maybe it's a thing where someone in the Patriots organization who green-lighted this Antonio Brown thing, maybe it was they had some information that there could be someone accusing him of something and it could be a civil lawsuit, and maybe they didn't know it was as heavy as the word rape and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not trying to minimize nothing. We're just spitballing, man. We're just trying to figure this out.
But to play that point, Taz, maybe they knew something was coming down.
Right.
They didn't know all the details of what was coming down.
And famous, super wealthy people, as you know, get accused of things all the time. It doesn't mean it's true, but so maybe that's what the Patriot thing. What's he accused of? Well, I don't know. Something. It's nothing that bad. Maybe that's just Belichick behind the scenes being told this. And I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's really tough. That's why it's so early. It's so tough to, there's not enough info.
But any way you cut it, Taz, it's a distraction.
Right.
However this does play out, it's a distraction. They're going to have to spend time answering questions about this. Antonio Brown is going to be asked about it. It's not going to be something where it's just like you're going to go away that easily because this civil lawsuit's not going away that easily. And with an NFL now investigating this situation, we'll see how that investigation does play out. And Taz, as nasty as those texts were and the story is, Taz, it's going to get even nastier too.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to be moving forward. And I'll tell you, for Antonio Brown, I don't know if a player... and put this aside, because this is just another level to it, Taz, but 12 months ago, I felt completely different looking at Antonio Brown than I do now. Aside from this situation, based on how everything went down in Oakland, forcing his way out there with the Raiders and now a member of the New England Patriots. I know the Patriot fans saying, well, he's going to catch touchdown passes for us and this and that. But let's be honest. I mean, Antonio Brown's not a good guy.
And I'm with you. Putting this accusation aside, everything the way it went down with the Raiders, I feel the same way. And I followed it just as closely as you did. You and I were on top of everything with Antonio Brown, even as he left the Steelers. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm glad he didn't go to I'm a Bills fan, as you know, and I'm glad he didn't go to the Bills.
You'd have an impossible time
rooting for him. Right. What's up?
They said you'd have an impossible...
Oh, absolutely.
Aside from this, happened out...
It's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
He really is,
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We'll shift gears, get back to football on the field. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose on a Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we got a BCS coming your way here momentarily, right, Taz?
Oh, yeah. We got a Browns, Steelers, Colts. You know, what's the deal?
Panic after week one.
I like it. Panic.
Yes.
Remember that song, Panic on the Dance Floor? Exactly.
No, I don't.
Was that a band or a song? We have our team, our music team.
I'm not sure.
Did GTS.
Not 100% sure.
Yeah,
about that.
Panic on the Dance Floor.
I have no idea, to be honest.
Oh, I was close. Say it again, Sam. What do you got? Panic at the Disco.
Oh, Panic at
I was
the
close.
Disco. Okay.
By the way, Sam, you had a good opportunity in the show, but you didn't do it, to say thank you for being part of the Taz and the Moose Fantasy Draft League.
Thank you.
And you didn't do it. And you should thank the guy to my left, because he's the only reason why you're in it. Okay?
Well, I'll say thank you now, and I think I return the favor this week, Moose.
Okay.
What does that mean? What is that's like a little bit of...
He beat me this week.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like some insider trading going on or something.
No insider trade. He, like, destroyed me this week.
Well, your team is loaded, Sam.
Sammy Watkins had a big week.
Yeah,
no, but bro,
I know.
This kid got an A rating, like, out of the draft.
He did a nice job. Good for him. He'll end up winning the league.
I thought I did. Yeah, I know. That's annoying, Sam. Yes. You know, Sam, I don't like you anymore. We're done.
He'll end up winning.
Speaking of not liking people, look who just walked in the room.
Yeah, all what's right, going on, Andrew?
Oh, great. Good to see you guys.
Good morning.
As always, thank you for my time.
Ringing in the door.
You're welcome for your time.
Walking in, punched in the gut.
Yes.
Oh, watch that. All right.
So Bill Belichick has his usual Wednesday press conference in roughly 5 hours. Do not expect any actual answers to questions about Antonio Brown. Just to recap, the Patriots' new wide receiver being sued in civil court in South Florida for sexual assault and rape. Brown's former trainer is the accuser. Her suit lists 3 separate incidents over the previous 2 years. According to Brown's lawyer, anything that happened between them was consensual and that this is a money grab. Both sides say they have texts or emails or private messages that support their stories. In a statement, the team acknowledged the lawsuit and said it does not condone sexual violence, but will have no further comment while the league investigates. In regular Patriots news, veteran wideout Demaryius Thomas reportedly on his way to the Jets for a 2021 sixth-round pick. Gangrene also cutting kicker Kari Vedvik yesterday, replacing him with Sam Ficken, who was most recently with the Packers. Raiders rookie safety Jonathan Abram could be done for the season with a torn labrum and rotator cuff. He was hurt in Monday night's win over the Broncos.
That's a shame, too, about Abram, man. That kid, seeing a lot of him on Hard Knocks, you could see his energy and his very comfortable for a rookie. He was like the life of the party, the guy. And I'm talking about him like in past tense, which is wrong. It's just that he's not playing this year. So that stinks that he tore up his shoulder. But I read that too, and I feel really bad for him. But he's a hell of a D-back, and he's, you know, once he recovers and next year, hopefully he'll have a great year.
Now injury news from baseball. This is the last thing the Milwaukee Brewers needed.
Ouch. And Christian Yelich is sitting down with his arms across his 2 knees, and his head is now buried into his wrists.
That's Jeff Levering on Brewers Radio. Yelich fouled the ball off his right knee in the first inning last night at Miami, eventually diagnosed with a season-ending broken kneecap. His team won the game 4-3. Then the Cubs lost in San Diego 9-8 and 10, so Milwaukee now just a game behind those Cubs for the second NL wild card. The Phillies held off the Braves 6-5. The Mets topped the D-backs 3-2. The A's smacked the Astros 21-7, 25 hits and 6 homers for Oakland. The Twins shut out the Nats 5-0. And the Dodgers, again NL West champs, clinching with a 7-3 victory in Baltimore. Corey Seager began the night with a 3-run homer.
Every year is obviously exciting. You can't ever take it for granted. You know, it's something that doesn't always happen. Even though we've won 7 in a row, you know, it's never a guarantee. So you always enjoy it and you always be in the moment.
It seems like a guarantee. As Seager mentioned, this is 7 consecutive division crowns for the Dodgers. They've been atop the NL West this season since April 17th. Clippers owner Steve Ballmer pledging $100 million to the city of Inglewood to help develop the area around his team's proposed new arena. And U.S. men's soccer played Uruguay to a 1-1 draw in a friendly in St. Louis last night. Jordan Morris tied the game in the 79th minute. Guys?
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you, sir.
So
thank you.
Steve Ballmer, $100 million to Inglewood to help develop the area around where that new arena is going up.
Yeah.
Taz, I mentioned earlier about Bill Belichick yesterday conference call. with members of the media up there in the greater Boston area. Here's a little back and forth yesterday. This is obviously before the trade of Demaryius Thomas to the Jets, and this is before the news of this civil lawsuit, sexual allegation lawsuit against Antonio Brown came out. But here is Belichick yesterday after they officially signed Antonio Brown. Take a listen.
What makes you confident that Antonio Brown won't be as disruptive here as he was with Oakland or Pittsburgh? And was it difficult for you to reconcile what he was coming off last week in Oakland with bringing him aboard?
I wasn't in either one of those places, so I really can't comment on what did or didn't happen there.
Well, it's pretty well documented in both places that he was pretty disruptive. What makes you confident that he won't be that way here?
That's the same thing you said about Randy Moss when we got brought him in. So,
me?
Collectively.
Oh.
Well, that was comfortable. That was...
Well, I mean, he's throwing the Randy Moss example out there. I'm surprised he didn't throw out the Corey Dillon example. Taz, but now I know you can get in trouble reading between the lines, and this is just pure speculation. I don't know if Belichick knew.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm starting to really think he didn't know.
I don't think he knew. Because Taz, I don't think, you know, if this is a nasty, ugly allegation, Taz, I'm not, you know, I don't even know if he would have given the reporter anything else. He answers the questions in the typical smug Belichick type of way, the non-answer, you know, and you see it all. And I find it entertaining at times, other times.
Yeah.
You know, we've discussed it can be annoying, and he gave you those responses yesterday. But I'm just speculating. I don't necessarily, you know, think he knew about it. I really don't, because he's answering questions in a way where I don't know if I'd answer him in that way if I knew this lawsuit was coming down later on in the day.
Yeah, it
would you? You know,
no,
what I mean?
You're a zillion percent correct.
Or maybe it's either that or he didn't really care. I mean, one way or the other, either he knew they've got no reservations whatsoever, which would be strange and weird, or they had no idea whatsoever.
Look, it's well documented that Bill Belichick is an intelligent guy. Okay, not just a great football coach. He's an intelligent guy. He's sharp as a tack, man, and he knows what he's doing. And to your point, Moose, I don't think he knew either, because I don't think he's going to act like that to that reporter and come off like that and so dismissive and his normal way and just like indifferent if he did know. And I'm really starting to think they didn't know as a whole organization. Nobody. It's like I said about Robert Kraft as the owner. Like, why would he want, if he knew there was a chance this guy was going to get sued civilly, you know, and it wasn't a criminal thing, but these allegations, how powerful. Because as you said, over the weekend, this stuff was floating. I didn't see it either, but it was floating around, somewhere lightly on social media and stuff that this could have been happened.
This civil suit was going to come forward
by this young lady. Who, by the way, we watched during the break a video of her.
Great gymnast.
I don't know. Antonio Brown accused her of being, she was a horrible gymnast and she failed. From an athletic perspective, just on a side note, the clip that we saw of her, we thought she was great.
Good.
Yeah. She was at LSU. She transferred, you said, right, to LSU?
Correct, yes.
Right. So, anyway, I don't think Belichick knew, man.
Yeah, and he's going to, if you thought that yesterday, when he meets, as Andrew mentioned, 5 hours from now, Taz, right around, you know, shortly before noon Eastern time, Bill Belichick is going to meet with the media. If you thought yesterday on the conference call, getting asked and bringing up the Randy Moss example and saying everyone was knocking them for something, he's going to be asked one question after another about what he knew, when he knew it, you know, if he knew it at the time. And that is going to be a minefield for Bill Belichick to walk his way through.
And I would assume that, Moose, that's probably going to be after practice, right? They're probably practicing in the morning, I would think.
I don't know. That's a great question.
You know, because that's important to wonder. Like, will they even have I'm sure they'll have him practice. But I was
thinking, he's supposed to be a practice. I thought yesterday I heard that he's supposed to be a practice this afternoon.
Okay, I didn't know it was this. I knew it was today. I didn't know it was the morning.
Yeah,
or the afternoon.
I thought I heard someone they could have misspoke the report. You know, the report I saw, but I mean, it could be this morning. I'm not sure. I got to look up what the Patriots.
A lot of times they'll talk to the media, the coaches, and some of the top
after practice.
After practice,
correct.
So, you know, instead of talking about, hey, what's the defensive scheme for the Dolphins?
Correct.
They, you know, they're going to ask him all about this here, about Antonio Brown. Already, massive, massive distraction.
Right.
Already.
Already. And he was asked about, you know, Antonio Brown being the disruption. This is a disruption. I mean, that, there's no way about it. This is a distraction.
Yeah.
We'll see how it all plays out. We'll do a little BCS next.
All right.
Constant overreactions to week one, Taz, right? I mean, everyone, if you win, everything's great. You're on your way to the Super Bowl. If you lose, life's a disaster. You're going to be one of the worst teams in the National Football League. So, we're going to throw out three teams. Browns, Steelers, Colts. We want you on social media, at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, at Mark Malusis. You can give us your BCS there. Panic week number one. What team should be the most panicked of those three?
That's who you're going to start.
Right.
So if
bench cut start, Browns, Steelers, Colts. Which team should you be most panicked about after week number one of the NFL season and the first NFL Sunday? We want to hear from you. 855-212-4227. We'll do a little BCS. We'll do that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Bruce Gronkowski is going to join Taz and myself, top of the third and final hour, talk a little NFL with him. We've spent a lot of time talking about Antonio Brown and the news that came down last night, the sexual assault allegations by a former classmate at Central Michigan and a friend, trainer, 2017-18, three different allegations of sexual assault. He's denied it. The Patriots said they don't obviously condone sexual assault. They're working with the National Football League. The NFL investigation has begun into it. Brown has denied all the allegations. The accuser, Brittany Taylor, said she's willing to work cooperate, I should say, with the NFL or anybody else here moving forward in regards to her civil lawsuit. Taz, and you know, before we get to BCS, you know, we were talking about during the break. Any way you cut it for the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
They look terrible.
Real bad.
Yeah. Number one, if they didn't know, and you know, you brought up, and you know, and teams have security detail.
Absolutely.
That do background checks on guys. They're doing background checks on 18-year-olds coming out of Ohio State.
Right.
You best believe when they're gonna sign a guy, they're you know, so if the Patriots didn't know as an organization, they look bad.
Right.
Number two is if they did know and they still signed him, they didn't care.
Right, exactly. And that's
either way, you look bad.
And the press conference is going to be before practice. That's that. And with Belichick, and he's going to be asked that, dude. You know, the media up there in New England is going to ask him, did you guys know? Did the front office know? Did you, Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time, did you know that these allegations, that this civil lawsuit was coming? And if he says no, then it's like, well, how did your security team, that you know, the people that are under contract to the organization, how did the ones that do these checks on guys, how did they not know? Like, to your point, they're going to look bad either way. Like I said earlier, if you're Robert Kraft, the last thing you want is a spotlight like this. So I don't think they knew. I don't think that Robert Kraft, is going to sign a guy that amount of money, or just any money, that maybe has someone. And again, it's an accusation, right? He's accused of this, which you could accuse anyone of anything, okay?
Sure.
That's the way it goes. And these two people, you know, they were in a relationship together. So it's, you know.
Now, she described it as brother-sister relationship. I don't, you know, weren't there. And obviously,
I didn't see that part.
Yeah,
that's
in one of the things, right?
There's so much stuff to read on it.
Right,
I read a lot of it. But.
Yeah, no, there was a lot to read on it, I get it. But I think at one point she described it as that kind of, you know, brother sister kind of friend relationship more so than anything else.
Oof. All right. Well.
I mean, that's the way she just. I mean, Taz. We don't know.
No, we don't.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm going off a civil lawsuit and everything that came out and obviously what she is seeking and the allegations that she did lay down. But I agree with you in essence here, Taz. Belichick's going to have to answer the questions. It'll be fascinating to see when he meets with the media shortly before noon Eastern time today, how he answers those questions. As we mentioned earlier, the last thing you want as an NFL head coach is distractions.
Yeah.
And they've got a ton of them now here moving forward. And our story, Taz, that's not a one-day story. Mm. This is not a two-day story. This is a story, as long as that NFL investigation is continuing, yeah, that's not going away anytime soon. So this is going to continue to come up and up and up, and as long as that civil lawsuit is still going on, it's going to continue.
And from what I was reading, this is going to take some time, to the point you're making.
Yep.
Like, this whole situation, forget about football, this whole situation with this woman accusing this man and this civil lawsuit, this whole thing is going to take time. And look, we could be redundant, we could be repetitive, whatever you want to say about Bill Belichick, and we can't say it enough. The last thing he wants is something that's in the way of him winning football games with his squad. He don't want any distractions. So that's why, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, and we talked about it during a break for a second, you and I would not be shocked if they cut bait with this guy. And that's a bold statement, but I would not be shocked if they said, you know, we're just...
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Yeah, and I tell you what, bro, they have to have an out in that contract.
No doubt.
With his history as just being a pain in the neck, you know, Antonio Brown, even though he's never done anything, that, you know, with the law, but he's always just been a real pain in the ass.
Well, but everyone's going to protect themselves in that way. If you're signing a big money deal, and you're representing, say, a team, an organization, say you sign a three-picture deal with, say, a movie for Paramount, whatever it might be. There's going to be language that protects them, that if you do something that, you know, whether it be illegal, that they can get out from underneath that contract. I mean, there's going to be, you know, they just signed this deal on Monday. The Patriots are too smart not to have language in that contract that protects them from the $10 million that they just gave Absolutely. Antonio Brown.
And just to cut, on the money, and just to cut ties with them. They have to have that kind of language in there. Anybody, and I'm sure the Dallas Cowboys have it with Zeke Elliott.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, anybody, I'm sure Tariq Hill does
some
kind
of
language.
Well, he did. Remember, we talked about the time Tannenbaum gave you the language with Elliott, is that he's only getting $7.25 million guaranteed in that signing bonus. The rest of the $50 million, which was 43 and change, that'll come his way as long as he doesn't face another suspension by the NFL.
Like, he's on good behavior. Right, right.
If he gets suspended by the NFL, that $43 million guarantee goes away.
Yeah. And this is the NFL's 100th season.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing they want of these type of stories. You know, they want it to be a celebration.
No doubt.
And it's just been we're in week one, and it's been nothing but, like, just a lot of just stuff like this.
Well,
and
it's been a
nice. This is heavy, though. Accusation's heavy.
So we'll figure out in terms of, we'll all find out together when Belichick addresses the media a little later on this morning. All right, let's get to it. Here's a little BCS.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start. Panic after week one, Taz. Browns, Steelers, Colts. Everybody, if you lose week one, you're panicking, running around saying, oh my God, we're going to stink this year. So which of those three teams should be the most panicked? Browns, Steelers, Colts. You want me to go first?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I am going to bench the team that should be the most panicked. I'm going to bench the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the team that I have a little concern about. Explosiveness. Juju Smith-Schuster now being covered by number one cornerbacks. Not getting the same separation. Offense didn't look particularly good, obviously, against the Patriots. I thought they'd score some points. I didn't think I knew the defense would struggle. I certainly thought they'd score some points. They didn't. But I'm going to bench them as far as probably being the second most concerned. I am going to cut, amazingly enough, I'm going to cut the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, wow.
And the reason why I'm going to cut the Cleveland Browns is for the very fact of, I think they're going to get it together. I'm not jumping off the bandwagon week number one after what was a disastrous performance. Now, I might have a different tune next Tuesday morning if they should lose to the Jets on Monday Night Football. But on this Wednesday, Taz, I'm going to cut the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. And I'm going to start the Indianapolis Colts. They played well out in Los Angeles. I'd be a little concerned about Indianapolis because of how identified they were to their former quarterback, Andrew Luck. And I think Jacoby Brissett can play. However, he's just not Andrew Luck. So that would be the team I'd be most panicked about.
Okay. All right. Well, we're close here. All right. So this is the deal. I am going to bench the Colts. Okay. I'm going to cut the Steelers. That's a shocker for you.
Well, there you go.
I know. And I'm going to start the Browns. And so the thing is, I am most panicked about the Browns. So they got whooped. Okay. Whooped. 43-13. I understand it's Freddie Kitchens' first time as a head coach. It's Baker Mayfield's second time, second season, I should say, in the NFL. But they have all these weapons. They've had nothing but time to work on chemistry and cohesiveness. You add arguably one of the top three or two receivers in the world in Beckham on this team.
Yep.
And you're loaded offensively. We went over it ad nauseum, all of us, about how stacked this team is. So for them to stink against a Titans team that's not exactly like the New England Patriots. I mean, they're solid, and they got a good defense with Vrabel and the stuff he running the show and as their coach. I'm most concerned about them.
That's fair.
I'm going to cut the Steelers because I'm not going to, like you said about the Browns, I'm saying about the Steelers. I'm not going to hit the panic button that hard on Pittsburgh. I do think Big Ben and Juju are going to figure it out. Mike Tomlin, you got a lot, you know, those guys, listen, I mean, Tomlin's been around the block. He knows what he's doing. He's a good coach. And Ben knows what he's doing. He looked a little lethargic, a little slow. He's never been fast. But you know what? He threw for 276 yards. It wasn't a horrendous day. But I do think he'll get that chemistry right with Juju. And I think Connor will end up running the ball better than 21 yards that he ran against the Pats. So that's the deal. So I'm not so concerned about them. And the Colts, I mean, I'm benching because the Colts, I mean, you know. Steady Eddie, exactly. So benching Colts, cutting Steelers, starting Browns.
Mike, what do you got?
I've got the same one as you, Taz. Benching the Colts, cutting the Steelers, starting the Browns. And I'll just get right to the Browns starting them. Their offensive line was a big problem in that first week. We saw Mayfield on his butt a few times, the interceptions being rushed. And we've anointed him this great quarterback. We've only really seen him play a little bit. And I think we've all rushed to judgment on Mayfield, and that would scare me.
Sammy, what do you got?
Wow, Sam gets to play. Look at this.
BCS, just the way it looks. Bench the Browns, cut the Colts, and I'm going to start the Steelers. I'm really worried about how explosive they can be on offense. Ben didn't look good. Worried about James Conner, and Juju's got to face number one cornerbacks
this
year.
Wow, Sam, you're so cool.
There you go.
You're such a cool kid.
Nice job, man. Sammy.
It's getting my nerves, really.
Why?
I'm joking.
I know you are. I know you are. Want to hear from you, a little BCS. Who are you most panicked by? You heard ours. Brown, Steelers, Colts. Who you BCSing? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Your number to call. Why don't we mix a little baseball into the conversation? The drama with the Mets. Oh. We'll get into that next. Taz Luce, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.